Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
All right. Well, that's exactly the way I was expecting to kick off the Tuesday episode of Sports Time Radio. I have been having some internet issues for most of the day, and it looks like it caught up with me here. So let me get this back set. And I can tell you, like I said, this is the Tuesday episode of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. He's Dan, man. You want to call in, it's 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, go ahead and email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. The blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays. You can look for something popping up there sometime tomorrow. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, follow the link over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page and give that a like. We'd appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, you can find Dan and I on Twitter as well. I am at Burp Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan, the Man with 3 E's.
So, all right, let's see what I can fix here, Dan, as we are moving along. I've been having internet issues all day, so I can't say I was surprised by the fact that I was kicked off at the start of the show. Of course, the problem I'm having now is I have to reset my headphones. So there we go. That should do it, right? Can you hear me a little better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Pain in the rear end. So if it isn't one thing, it's a half a dozen of another, right? So we should hopefully be back on track. And, sadly, Dan, I have nothing but problems today, and I just, all day long, it's just been one, if it's not the internet, it's just other stupidity. I finally realized that it was a slow sports day because every show on the MLB Network had a special on Hank Aaron because it's his 85th birthday, and that's cool because he's Hank Aaron, and in reality, he's the true home run king of baseball, sorry, Barry Bonds, but we didn't need every single show to highlight him. So it was clear they had nothing to talk about. Then I wandered over to one of my other favorite shows, and they had a 5-plus-minute interview with a comedian. So obviously they had no sporting news to contribute. Then when I finally found a show that was talking about sports, they switched over to Top Topic, and the one guy was talking about how great it was to have LeVar Ball back in the spotlight. So sadly, I had to turn him off because I used to like the guy, but now I just think he's a complete moron. So that's how my day went. How's yours?
Yeah, about the same. My internet was working better now.
We talked about a little bit yesterday. As soon as this LeVar Ball stuff, sure enough, there's some jerk-offs on a Phoenix radio station who just got to get him on the air and give him a platform. Because I'm sure they're the worst radio station in town, and they're trying to figure out a way to get people to listen. So they bring this chump on, and he talks about how Luke Walton gave Lonzo a losing attitude. So obviously, he didn't look at Luke Walton's resume. Because he played for a very successful college program. I believe he won 2 titles as an NBA player. And obviously the Warriors had quite a bit of success with him as an assistant. And then remember, he ran the team for a while Steve Kerr was out with that back injury. So obviously he was completely clueless there, but I'm sure these guys jerked off all over it because, they got him on the air. And then he went on to talk about how Kyle Kuzma and Brandon Ingram stink without Lonzo on the court. And humorously, I believe, I'm not sure which one it is. I'm going to have to double check some stats, but one of them is actually in the best stretch of their career right now with Lonzo being hurt. So again, just more incredibly stupid statements from an idiot, because let's face it, that's all the guy is. So it was just kind of like, oh, great, and here we go. And then sure enough, you know, everybody's going to talk about him and bring it on, and now I'm talking about him because it ticked me off. And here, it's actually Brandon Ingram. He has scored, let's see, well, he had one rough game with the Thunder where he put up 8 points. Other than that, he's had 16 or more points in, now I got to count here, 9 of his last 10 games with a high of 36 against the 76ers. So I'm under the impression he's really missing Lonzo, because good Lord, he's just floundering without the kid, who, by the way, is a complete bust as a number 2 draft pick. You know, you can't sell that to me. You can blame it on whoever you want to try to blame it on, but the kid isn't very good. You know, that's just the bottom line. So, you know, however you want to look at it, however LeVar wants to try to spin it. And then the even better thing with his here I can tell you, let me find his numbers. Lonzo's not even averaging 10 points a game. He's at 9.9. He does put out 5.4 assists, so that's solid for a point guard, 5.3 steals. Now, remember, he's a point guard. He's supposed to be able to shoot the ball. He shoots 41.7% from the free throw line. Dan, did they start guarding guys at the free throw line and I missed this rule change?
Yes, you did.
Okay, so what you're saying is he just sucks at the free throw line. So, yeah, that was quite humorous. But, yeah, LeVar went on to talk about how once Phoenix gets Lonzo in, because that's where he wants him to go, that they can sign LiAngelo and draft LaMelo, and they pair them up with Devin Booker and Andre Ayton, and they'll have the fastest starting five in the league, and they'll be able to run teams into the ground. You know, Dan, I know we brought this up yesterday. Phoenix has 10 wins, 11 wins. D'Angelo can't even make the league now because obviously he's eligible and nobody wants him. So, I don't know, Dan. I'm like I said, I'm done. My day is over here. I don't care what else happens in sports the rest of the day. You know, unless it's something that I don't have to deal with some kind of idiot about. So I don't know. Help me out. How do we make this guy go away? I mean, why did these idiots encourage him? You're a journalist major or a communications major or something. One of your 15 degrees. Help me out.
They're just looking for a topic. They want people to listen.
How close are you to getting that law degree? Oh, so.
Well, actually, I'm closer to having a PhD, but they're not all on the same topic, so.
Well, you know, you're starting that way, though, so pretty soon you'll be a lawyer doing this podcast with my sorry ass. So. But, yeah, and then, you know, the other news, which I really thought was humor. I love this. I thought this was absolutely fantastic. The Pelicans finally countered the Lakers trade offer for Anthony Davis. They want not only Lonzo Ball, we mentioned Kyle Kuzma, they want him, and I believe Brandon Ingram is the third guy in that trade. They also want 4 first-round picks and 4 second-round picks. And apparently this insulted the Lakers, Dan, and they're no longer – the report is they're no longer involved in trade talks with the Pelicans. If anybody out there believes that, I've got a really nice piece of swampland in Florida I would like to sell you, and possibly a bridge in Brooklyn if you're interested in buying a second item. So, yeah, Dan, I mean, do you honestly think, regardless of what the Pelicans wanted, that the Lakers are walking away from this deal and eventually they think it worked out?
I mean, I think they'll come to terms. I don't think they're going to give up on that.
So, yeah, I just laughed when I heard, well, the Lakers are, you know, oh, no, they're walking away from the table. They're not going to deal with them. Yeah, right. You know. I mean, in reality, we all know Davis is going to end up with the Lakers as a trade now or as a free agent in the offseason. And then, of course, the NBA will find absolutely no tampering charges whatsoever because, you know, we talked about it before, they need the Lakers to be good, and sadly it doesn't look like old man LeBron is going to be able to get them over the hump and do it by himself. So he had to go out and recruit another, you know, another star to come with them, and I won't be surprised if they're done here. You know, he kind of, you know, has been playing with Kyrie online. So there's a chance that Kyrie ends up signing there in the offseason because he'll be a free agent. Even after all the BS they went through in Cleveland when he wanted to be his own man. So, yeah.
Well,
there you
know,
go.
What did I say yesterday? What did I tell you yesterday, though? If he wants him to go to Phoenix because he thinks his, LeVar's voice is actually going to mean something there.
Yeah, well, you know, there's no what was humorous is, like, one of LeVar's comments was actually he mentioned, and I'm surprised nobody picked up on this, but he mentioned how he could talk to LeBron and actually help him to get better. But they left that all alone when they really went up to the Luke Walton comments, which I understand is as you would say, low-hanging fruit, but it's already a problem with Walton and the Lakers. So he's an easy target because LeBron's people don't like him, which means LeBron doesn't like him. So it's not hard for LeVar to just, you know, jump on the bandwagon and try to start pointing fingers at Walton. And, you know, he's smart enough to know that while he can make these tiny little comments about LeBron, he can't go after LeBron because he's got nothing. So, you know, it was, you know, it's like saying, you know, like when he was saying he could be Michael Jordan one-on-one, I think everybody just realized then he was a moronic old dude who was just right for some glory, looking for his 15 minutes. So maybe they'll come out with a new shoe now. Did the LiAngelo shoes come out on Myth Dan? Did they put out some G League overseas LiAngelo shoes?
I don't know.
And did you get
works.
A pair?
No,
so
you to order them.
So, well, you know what was weird is, like, I would have actually ordered them from the birthday, but then I heard a couple people who mentioned when they ordered the first set, they got, like, the wrong size, and there's no refunds on these. It specifically states on the website that your money will not be refunded. So there was a chance, you know, I could have ordered you whatever you wore, and you could have got size 18s. So that was a little frightening. But I'm sure we'll get the LaMelo one when he's a top draft pick. And I would still love, if anybody can answer this for me, you know, 646-478-3653 or email us at sportstimeradio.com. I still need somebody to explain to me how he is eligible to play high school basketball. He went from high school basketball to a professional league. I mean, do we count Turkey or where did they play? Istanbul or Constantinople or something like that? Whatever league they played. And then he came back to America and played in high school. He's back playing in high school. Don't you lose your amateur status once you get a paycheck, or does it not count if you do it in a foreign country? I'm so confused by this.
Maybe it doesn't count when he's overseas.
I mean, is it because he got paid, you know, rubles or euros or whatever, you know, yen or whatever kind of money they're handing out over there that it doesn't count against his American high school eligibility? Where, again, I mean, what, you know, homeschool for the year? I mean, you can do what grade is the kid now? Because didn't he leave as a sophomore? So is he a junior? Is he a fifth-year senior? Is he redshirting somewhere? I kind of just lost on what these rules are. And it's all one family. What the hell? Jeez, just shoot me now, please. So, but then sadly, Dan was crushed earlier. I wrecked his world because I saw a report and I had to go out on Twitter And I got to get your side here, Dan. The title to this article says, Wizard John Wall ruptures Achilles tendon to miss approximately 12 months. Now, we made a big trade, and I shipped you John Wall and somebody else for Damian Lillard and somebody else.
Markel
Fultz. And I forgot, you sent me Damian Lillard, and I forgot who the other guy was. But luckily, I got Lillard back, and he's been healthy. I traded you two guys who, well, Wall's obviously out for the season. Who knows if Fultz is coming back? What the hell do these guys, Dan?
I don't know. I have your luck this year, I guess.
So, and it was weird because I don't know if I buy this story because there's not a lot of details yet, but they said it tore it in a fall at home. Now, Dan, this is a 28-year-old professional athlete. I've fallen, but I've been able to get involved. I don't need to do the commercial yet. Pretty soon I will have fallen. I can't get up. That's coming soon in my lifetime. You're a little older former athlete. I don't know. Have you fallen at home?
Actually, yeah. My wife cleaned the floor.
Now I'm wondering, a 28-year-old athlete who falls at home with this kind of injury, this is a little bit like, I believe it was the Corey Crawford injury here, where it finally came out that, he had a little bit to drink before he took the dive down the stairs at that concert he was at. Did they just not want to tell us John Wall was drunk? Is that what they didn't want to tell us?
It could be, or maybe he was trying to save somebody.
Yes, he was going to jump. He was going to jump in the pool to save his drowning nephew.
Yeah.
So, I wonder whatever happened to that guy. I don't remember his name. Otherwise, I would bing it and see if we could figure out what's going on. But they're saying 11 to 15 months of recovery after the surgery. So there is a chance he could miss all of next year. So. Who's this guy covering for him here? This has got to be his agent, right? Does this guy have a first name? Oh, yeah. Oh, no, the Wizards doctor. Okay, Dan, I got another one of these great names. I'm guessing this is Weimi, W-E-I-M-I, and then the last name has got to be Dougu, D-U-O-U-G-U-I-H. So there you go. That's what I'm going with. I don't know how he has these kind of details, but he did mention that Wall was not wearing his walking boot. You know, he's recovering from, I think, a left heel surgery or something. And they said that's okay at home. He doesn't have to wear the boot at home. But he when he slipped and tumbled on January 29th, Dan, he said he never heard a pop, and he had a slight increase in discomfort. So they didn't find the Achilles injury till Monday. So, and I hope you're right about this insurance stuff because, next year Wall is due to make $38.2 million, so they're going to be paying him to stay home?
Yes, they will.
There you go. And then even after that, he's got big money. From there it goes to 41.2, then it goes to 44.3. And his contract ends in the 22-23 season, where he will make $47.3 million. So there you go. And I was on your side a couple years ago. I thought you guys were going places, and you guys really screwed the pooch. So
how is it even possible to make that much money?
Well, they got the new contract. Once they signed that big new contract with the Mickey Mouse Network, all the salaries went through the roof because they had, all this extra money and the salary cap went up. And, it continues to go up because they were dumb enough. Good old Disney was dumb enough to pay them. So, You know, it just kind of snowballed into this effect when these guys make, you know, these guys are going to make boatloads of money. So, oh, but all right, I decided something else here, Dan. I've had it with the baseball free agent crap. You know, we got Manny Machado and Bryce Harper still, you know, yanking around. So Machado got a deal to sign. He's still out there. Craig Kimbrel in this miracle thinking some team is going to give him 5 years at his age and being a closer. So we got all these guys rattling around out there. Dan, I've had it. Pitchers and catchers report next week. That should be the deadline to sign free agents. All right, whatever day pitchers and catchers report, that should be the last day you can sign a guy. If a guy's not signed by then, screw him. He doesn't play. I'm tired of these agents jerking things around and keeping guys out forever because they, well, if we just wait for this guy to sign, well, you'll get a better deal than this. No, it doesn't always work like that. All right, Moustakas thought that last year, ended up going back to Kansas City for less than what he could have got for the qualifying offer. So, obviously, we need a deadline here. Dan, when's the CBA up, and how are you going to be able to get this in for me?
I would say instead of just a deadline, we're going to have to go for waivers.
Yeah, well, you know, sadly with baseball, they would probably come up with something stupid like that, which would just be frightening. But, yeah, I mean, this has got to end, Dan. I can't deal with this anymore. I mean, A, it's stupid, and B, it just makes me hate the game. And I don't want to hate baseball, Dan. I really don't. I mean, I hate basketball. I've lost a lot of interest in football. You know, they're borderline on the way out. You know, while I still enjoy hockey, I don't watch enough of it. I am watching a little more. Like, that was my one New Year's resolution. So I'm doing better with that. But I, like I said, I mean, obviously they had nothing to talk about all day on the MLB network because while I love Hank Aaron, now I know more about Hank Aaron than I ever thought I was going to know. So, and I knew a lot about Hank Aaron to begin with. But, yeah, so it's just got to come to an end, Dan. I mean, they've got to come up with a deadline and, you know, work something out because I can't deal with, you know, like again last night, I think it was that Morosi guy who works for the MLB Network talking about all these multiple, mystery teams that are apparently still in on Bryce Harper. And he started kind of listing teams off, but yet he didn't actually know if they were in or not. So it's like, okay, great. You're throwing out false information? I mean, what are you trying to do? You're trying to build a, you know, you've already got a pretty good following. You're trying to get some more Twitter followers? You know, what are you trying to do? So I don't know, Dan. I've had it, and I don't care. And I like baseball, and you've got to help me because I'm going just absolutely nuts.
Yeah, well, what they're not talking about is how MLB and the Players Association got together to commit $500,000 through 2021 to non-for-profits who are looking to stop human trafficking.
Great. So, to be honest, I would have rather had them talk about, you know, James Loney signing with the Sugarland Skeeters. I don't even know what league that is. Let's see.
It's an independent one.
It must be. Yeah, there you go, independent. So, I would have taken that and a James Loney, you know, retrospective on his career. You know, even though I know he hasn't been in the majors for a couple of years, I know he had a short stint in, like, Korea or something like that. But, yeah, I would have taken that over them trying to sell me that there were mystery teams than on Bryce Harper. So, yeah, Dan, I need help. I'm begging for help. You got to help me here.
I don't know. I'm going over to the website. So I'll get the contact information for us to continue to find out.
I mean, the one I did see is the you know, the Marlins did sign Curtis Granderson to a minor league deal. So, you know, I know he had mentioned he wanted to keep playing. He is 37. He'll be 38 in March. So I assume he'll kind of be their, you know, veteran influence in the outfield there. But, you know, I mean, with, you know, with all this kind of Harper Machado, you know, jerking around stuff, I mean, there are guys that probably could have jobs that don't. You know, Cargo is still floating around out there. So's Adam Jones, who I really can't believe isn't signed yet. I mentioned Moustakas. You know, you got to wonder if somebody's going to give Evan Gattis a job. You know, even as a part-time player, he can hit 20 or 25 bombs. You know, your guy Lucas Duda is still hanging out there. I mean, he's a big-time lefty power bat. I know he can't be an everyday first baseman, but you know, I mean, if there's not a guy who's tailor-made to be a part-time DH, is there somebody better than Duda who looks the part? You know, am I missing a guy? So, you know, I mean, a team could probably sign Duda and Gattis for, you know, a fourth or a fifth of what you'd have to sign Harper or Machado for, and you could team them up as designated hitters and probably get 45, 50 home runs out of the guys. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's just like, okay, so we, you know, we got to let all these guys sit out here because every team is sitting on their hands waiting for, you know, the two gigantic balls to drop. And no, I'm not talking about myself there. Where's the rip shot when I need it? I'm just never ready.
There you go.
So, you know, it just, you know, it drives me nuts. There's so much more we can be talking about. And I'm stuck listening to, well, they haven't signed yet. And, you know, same thing every day. Well, they haven't signed. Okay, well, are there any new teams in? Well, there are allegedly these mystery teams, but we don't know who they are. Okay, great. So nothing. Just say nothing and move on. You know, I don't need to know, you know, these alleged teams because, A, they probably don't exist. And, you know, B, I don't care. So, you know, give me something I can use. I mean, you know, Mr. Fantasy and I have to start an online draft here. I won't be surprised. I don't remember when it is, but I'm guessing it's coming up really soon. So I could really use the information, and I get jack squat. So thanks, guys. Thanks a lot. I'm done. I'm going to say it over and over again. I'm just done.
The Rangers signed former White Sox Matt Davidson to be a two-way player.
Yeah, are they going to try the two-way thing? I know there was a lot of talk about it. Nobody had ever, you know, really committed to it. So I guess we'll see, right? So, you know, and then I know, you know, last week they pretty much had it sealed up that JT Realmuto was going to go to the Reds. Now they say that the Marlins have reached advanced stages, but now there's four possible teams. Not only the Reds, we got the Padres, the Dodgers, and the Braves. So they can't even make up their mind on what the hell they're reporting anymore because, you know, they were talking last week that they were in the final stages. The Reds and the Marlins were in the final stages of working out a deal, and now all of a sudden there's advanced stages. I don't know if that's a regression, right? I mean, final to advanced, that's a regression in stages, right? Like two steps forward and one step back or something to that effect.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do. So yeah. Okay. Great. You know, then like I was talking to you before, Carlos Correa won his arbitration case. It's hard to believe he's only going to make $5 million for the kind of player he is. But, you know, those numbers will go up, obviously, significantly because I think Nolan Arenado was awarded $26 million or something like that. So, you know, and then after I read you all those teams on Realmuto, Dan, there's a report a little farther down on our once favorite website, MLB Trade Rumors, that said the Phillies are now reportedly back in the mix. So instead of four teams, there's now five teams. Yeah. And then to add to it, the Phillies signed Drew Butera. So I guess they're stocking up on catchers like the Elk guy did in goaltenders in our hockey league. Yes.
So you're excited with
I'm not. I'm angry. I'm bitter. I'm anything but excited. So, what else could I be? I don't know. I can't come up with any other adjectives to, you know, to figure out what else I am. So, I do want to see here. There's an article called Seven Clubs with Unfinished Business. I want to see what kind of unfinished business these clubs have, Dan. So, all right. They say the Phillies need an impact player. I find that an insult to Andrew McCutchen, but I kind of understand what they're talking about there. You buy, you know, the Phillies have added McCutchen, Segura, a couple other guys, David Robertson. Do you buy that they have to land Harper or Machado, or else it's a wasted offseason?
For who?
The Phillies. Am I talking to myself again? What are you doing? You scraping ice off the train track so it'll move?
Yeah, well, I was trying to find something newsworthy, but yeah, it's pretty hard right now.
So, yeah, answer the question. You buying the Phillies need to sign Harper or Machado, or it's a wasted off season after they came out and said they had stupid money to spend?
You know what, with that statement, yeah, I think so.
I would actually wonder if, say, not, say they signed Harper or Machado and everybody's crying about it. What if they went out and signed Dallas Keuchel and then they come in with this monster pitching staff? Kind of a la the Mets and even say the Nationals have, couldn't they contend just as well with what they've done with because you'd have Arrieta, Nola, who's an emerging star, and then Keuchel. Wouldn't that be pretty impressive?
Yeah, to be honest, I would like that better. I just think if they're going to sign Harper or Machado, it's go with Machado because I think you can get him for less time.
Yeah, well, you know, I think either guy could fit into their idea there, so I don't think it matters, you know, which one they actually stumbled into, you know, even if it was by mistake. And then who knows if they could ever get your guy, Vince Velasquez rolling, you know, they could really have a rotation there, but, you know. All right, we'll move on to Team 2, which we actually just talked about. The Marlins need to trade JT Realmuto. Is it really a need, Dan? Can't they just hang on to him through the trade deadline?
Not when you're a sabermetric guy who believes that 30 prospects will save your team.
Yeah, I mean, I would just think, you know, the more obviously you don't need to trade him unless you get the offer you're looking for. And I know they're asking for a lot. I still don't agree with the fact that people are calling him the best catcher in the game because I'm not willing to take that away from Buster Posey just yet. So, maybe you could call him the best young catcher in the game. But, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah. All right, well, the heck with that. We talked that already. Okay, the third team that still has business to finish here, Dan, the Indians. They say the Indians need an outfielder. Obviously they weren't, well, they're not really willing to spend money. They're trying to cut money. It does look like they're going to hang on to Corey Kluber and Trevor Bauer, after all those rumors. Right now it looks like their infield, or their outfield, I should say, is going to be Jordan Luplow, Leonis Martin, and Tyler Naquin. Of course, when Bradley Zimmer is finally healthy, he'll probably knock Luplow out of that spot. You like that outfield, or you want to see them pick up, you know, one of the veterans we talked about, like a Jones or a Cargo?
I think Cargo might be a good filler. You know, they have that fifth outfield. a guy who can come off the bench. And I don't think we go all in with him, though.
Well, no, you figure at this point you're getting these guys for a year, right? I mean, if you sign a Cargo or an Adam Jones, you know, it's a year with an option and a buyout or something like that. So, I mean, it's not going to, you know, it's not going to take a ton at this point to bring one of these guys in. But I definitely think they could probably, you know, probably use another veteran guy. I know, I believe Martinez coming back from some kind of illness or injury or something like that. So, and I know Zimmer is recovering from, I think it's shoulder surgery. So, yeah, I definitely think they could have used at this point there are some, you know, cheap veteran options out there that they could still bring in. So, you know, even if it's not a big name guy, you know, I mean, there are still plenty of, you know, decent outfielders that you could use as your fourth guy or your fifth guy. All right, well, let's get on to Team 4, Dan. And it's your Dodgers. They say that your Dodgers need a catcher. So I'm under the impression that they don't believe in Austin Barnes. Now, you know, they did go out and pick up Russell Martin as the veteran backup. You know, Barnes had been talked about for a long time, Dan. He does look like a very good defensive catcher, and, you know, I'm sure he's a fantastic framer, but he's also supposed to be a really good pitch handler. You know, with the offense the Dodgers have, can't they get by with maybe a lighter hitting catcher who's throwing out base runners and calling a great game?
I think that would be perfect with that. I mean, if you go over at Muto, like you have to, you're going to have to give up. And I think he has a solid bat, but, you know, I mean, they already sent their one prospect over to Cincy. Unless you're trying to fill that role again. And, you know, do you drop Russell Martin if you pick up Muto?
Well, no, I guess the plan has always been that Austin Barnes would be included in the deal because the Marlins would need a catcher.
Hmm. Well, you know, and that's the only way it really works, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know that, and I mean, you know, the Dodgers have a ton of prospects. You know, I mean, and I know, oddly, believe it or not, one of them is a catcher. I know he's really young; he's just 20 years old. But it's Keibert Ruiz is their top catching prospect. So, you know, I mean, if Barnes doesn't work out, you know, they have a guy who's not too far away. So, I don't know if they need to pay the Realmuto price if they want to take a look at Barnes. So, it's just confusing. I mean, I get it. Realmuto is an upgrade, but I don't know if they need to sell to get him with the team they have. You know, like this would be a thing I would think this is something that waits till the deadline, right? With the Dodgers, they don't have to do it now. You know, if Barnes doesn't work out, they can go out and get one of many guys who are going to be out there on the market, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I know these guys are looking to fill space. So, all right, we move to the fifth one, Dan. Here you go. We got the Braves. The Braves apparently have two needs here. They need a catcher like the Dodgers. And they also believe the Braves need a starting pitcher.
Yeah, I can see that.
The Braves did add a catcher early. They added Brian McCann, but apparently, you know, being a veteran like that isn't good enough. And I know they like Tyler Flowers. I'm guessing this guy doesn't. That's why the Braves need a catcher. I don't know. Are you buying those as need for the Braves? You think they need to add at those spots?
I don't necessarily need something to capture, but I think, you know, like you mentioned, Dallas Keuchel, if they can add him to the rotation over the Phillies, I think that puts them in a better position over the next 5 years.
Yeah, you know, I really thought that was the move for the Braves, was to go out and get a veteran starter because they could add it to all these young arms and, you know, it gives the guys somebody to kind of turn to. I mean, Keuchel's a Cy Young winner, won a World Series. he's got a, you know, a lot of experience under that beard there, but it doesn't look like they're willing to spend the money. You know, I mean, I think they're going to sit tight and go with their rotation. You know, they got into the playoffs, you know, a little bit ahead of schedule. They weren't supposed to win the East next year or last year. It was supposed to still be a development year for them. And I just don't think they're going to – I honestly don't think they're going to get off their plan. I mean, they signed Josh Donaldson, but the deal is just for 1 year because they have a third-base prospect in their system that they want to have that job. So I honestly don't think they're doing anything, but I definitely agree that they need a starting pitcher more than they need a catcher. You know, give me Tyler Flowers and Brian McCann, and that can be serviceable in the major leagues, you know, this you know, now. So, all right, what do we got here? We're going to six, Dan, and it's the Reds. You know, they've been pretty interesting all off season, but since they did ship off your guy Billy Hamilton, or they shouldn't say ship off, they just let him go. This article says that they need a center fielder. Now, interestingly, your other guy Yasiel Puig just came out and said, "Hey, if the Reds need him to move to center, he's willing to move to center." Do you you see him ended up being the starting center fielder, or is a guy like Scott Schebler or, you know, Jesse Winker good enough to handle that role? Oh, I killed Dan. Mm-hmm. We got to bring Ben back in. All right. You hear me or were you gone?
No, I heard you. I hit end on accident. No, I think you go into spring training and you put him in center field. Immediately.
Puig? Yeah, I don't think he would have any problem playing it. I mean, the guy's a horse. So, you know, and I think he'll probably become immediately the best arm in center field out of anybody. So,
mm-hmm. You know, and then he can definitely cover the ground. And then, you know, with that arm, you know, he's stopping guys from scoring from second.
Yeah. Hell, he's stopping guys from scoring from third. So, you know, you hit a fly ball to center. If it's not on the warning track, you're not running on him. So,
no.
But, yeah, we'll see. And, all right, now this last one, you know, like I saw some merit in some of the other ones. I didn't completely agree with all of them. This far and easily is the stupidest one on this entire list. For some reason, this guy goes to the Mets. Okay, well, you know, the Mets probably have some needs. He believes that the Mets need, of all things, Dan, a starting pitcher. Where in the hell are the Mets going to squeeze in a starting pitcher?
Well, you know, when they trade away the two big guys.
Yeah, so, you know, and now I understand that, you know, these guys do have a lot of injury issues, you know. But we're looking at Jacob DeGrom, Noah Syndergaard, Zach Wheeler, Steven Matz, and Jason Vargas. Okay, you want to bump Vargas out of five, that's great, except he's got a big contract with a couple years left on it. So you're going to put him in the bullpen as the middle guy while he's being overpaid? Great. And he's still a serviceable starting pitcher. So, yeah, I don't know. And, I mean, I know, you know, he's using all the sabermetric BS. You know, he was talking about how teams averaged using 8 starting pitchers last year that made at least 5 starts. So he's counting on someone getting hurt is basically what he's looking at this move for. But, you know, in reality, it's completely stupid. You know, I mean, it would be an asinine move for the Mets to go out and add a starter when, you know, they have a plethora of them and they should just be counting on keeping their own guys healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just, morons. Drives drives me crazy, Dan. Just crazy. So, you know, and I did see, I thought I saw, maybe it was the Giants. I saw there was a some Gio Gonzalez rumors about teams all of a sudden popping up with interest there. But I don't know if it was the Giants or yeah, actually, one article says the A's and the Giants, but I want to go to this one that says a handful of teams, because a handful would be five. So I'm interested to see who they got here. Did they make it to five? Well, we got the Brewers, the Giants, the A's, and the Padres. Dan, I seem to be missing a You know, now, are you surprised that Gio's drawn so much interest and it seems like nobody wants to talk to Dallas Keuchel? What the hell did Dallas Keuchel do to these people, Dan?
I think he already has his mind made up. I don't know.
So, you know, I just don't understand. I mean, and I don't have anything against Gio Gonzalez. I mean, a couple years ago, he probably should have won the Cy Young, but I think they gave it to R.A. Dickey. He had like a 21-win season or something, and I really thought he deserved the Cy Young, and, you know, he was solid for Milwaukee down the stretch. But, man, I got to tell you, if I'm looking for starting pitching and I'm looking for left-handed starting pitching, wouldn't you want Dallas Keuchel over Gio Gonzalez?
I definitely would.
So,
you know, Gio had his ups, and I don't think he's going to continue to go off anymore.
I'm baffled. So I just, you know, that's one of those ones I don't really understand that. I mean, not that Gio's not a solid major league starting pitcher, but Dallas Keuchel is a top of the rotation major league starting pitcher. So I don't know. I don't get that at all. Just it's kind of strange to me. But then again, you know, this of course boils down to what the hell do I know, right?
Yeah, it's not for your understanding.
No, because obviously I can't figure it out. Otherwise, I wouldn't be upset as I am. So, no, that's just kind of how things go. So they did announce also while we were talking arbitration earlier, Dan, Tommy Pham won his case. So he's going to get $4.1 million.
Okay.
Really, you know, pretty good player. Really solid arbitration numbers. And I know I mentioned just before we came on air that the Giants did acquire a pitcher. They picked up Jake Barrett from the Diamondbacks. But oddly, it doesn't say what they gave him in return. So, yeah, it doesn't look like they say if or what they gave up anything in return. They did pick up. He's been a reliever most, I believe, for all of his major league career. So they're just kind of, it looks like they're just adding some depth to the bullpen. Nothing major, but hey, at least it's not their mystery team with Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. I know we always try, but we don't talk a gigantic amount of hockey, but I did see the Maple Leafs, and I did almost say Blue Jays because we were talking about baseball, but the Maple Leafs locked up what is their, you know, best player,
Austin,
and one of the superstars in the game. He got a 5-year deal. It says the average here is $11.634 million, and it looks like it breaks down like this. He's going to get $700,000 in 2019-2020, and then the year after that with a $15.2 million signing bonus. The other 3 years of the contract are all at $750,000. He gets a $9.7 million signing bonus in the third year, and then $7.2 million signing bonus the final 2 years of the deal. So, yeah, he's going to do all right for himself, isn't he, Dan?
Oh, yeah.
So.
My basketball money, though.
Not a bad deal there for, you know, Mr. Matthews, who has he had 46 points in 38 games for the Leafs this year. And where are they in the standings? Toronto. They are actually sitting at 67 points. They're second in the Atlantic Division behind the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are 80 points. So.
I didn't draft Stamkos this year. Now he's playing great. He's healthy.
Yeah.
All season.
Well, he's healthy. Yeah. You know that. Well, that's yeah. You or I don't have him, so he's not hurt. Of course, I think I got through the year with him not getting hurt. You're the one who had to suffer
2 years in a row.
Yeah. But yeah, he's Stamkos doing okay. He's played in 52 games. He has 59 points. Oddly, he's actually a minus two. That's kind of interesting on a team that's good. Is that good? But yeah, he's actually only the third leading point scorer on his team. Dan, we should have taken Nikita Khrushchev because he's got 80 points, and then Braden Point is actually ahead of him with 65. Stamkos is the team leader with goals though with 28. So. So yeah, just a pretty reason for the guy to play well because Dan and I don't have him. That's kind of how it goes. I think that works out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready to throw in the towel on the NHL season. It's a threat fantasy.
Yeah, I'm kind of riding out the storm, so to speak. I just can't get anything going. You know, no matter what I do, I just can't. You know, I can't seem to put anything together. And you know, then when I do start to play well, I get guys who come. You know, I know it's hockey, so guys are going to get hurt. But you know, I'll get like four guys hurt at once. No.
Yeah. Oh, and oddly, I don't understand the NBA season that's going for me. I had, you know, three top stars. I just got Courtney Lee back. I don't know if you want to put him up there, but Fultz, Porzingis, and Wall, all sitting on the injured reserve.
And it looks like none of them are going to play this year.
No.
No. You know, just one of the. My basketball injury. These my guys are coming back. If I ever get Kevin Love back, I keep hearing reports that he's working on it. He's coming back, and he never comes back, and I know they want to trade him. So it would be nice if you know they could move him to a team where he can contribute. Maybe I could get something going, but I don't know. I think it's probably too late for me in both leagues. But you know, we'll.
Are you gonna go play with the Lakers? Where he's gone?
You know, I don't remember where they had him landing. They had a landing spot for him, and I don't remember where it was. So, I'm actually hanging around at 12. I'm actually one spot behind you in the basketball. You're 11th and 12th. We're both kind of hanging right there on the outside because eight teams make the playoff. You know, it's just a matter of can we make up the round? The eighth team has 21 more wins than I do, and I think they have 20 than you do. So that's a lot of ground to face up. We need to play some bad teams and gain some ground.
Yeah, well, and the hard part with the basketball is there really isn't as many categories. Maybe I'll look into that next year because I think I had that one. I feel like there isn't as many categories. So either that or, you know, I'm just not, you know, my wins, I've won consecutively over the last couple of weeks, but it's been like a 8-9, or, you know, 9-8, 7-5. You know, none of my wins are anything spectacular.
Yeah, no, you know, I was doing okay, you know, and I made up some ground. Remember, for a while, I was back in like 17th or 18th.
Yeah.
So I made up some ground, but yeah, I've just been flat the past, you know, the past few weeks. And, you know, I just, you know, I keep hoping, you know, Chris Paul is back, you know, and he's healthy. So I keep hoping that's going to help me. You know, Lillard is healthy now, but yeah, I mean, I've been up and down the waiver wire grabbing guys and just hoping they work out. And it's really been a tough year. I mean, you know, I know we kind of talk about it all the time, but man, I have shuffled so many guys in and out of my lineup with the injuries that it's not. So.
That was a close one.
You know, and that, you know, and it just seems to be my, you know, it's weird because, you know, normally I do well in hockey. I've never done well in the NBA. This is actually about where I always finish, so this is nothing new for me. But, you know, I, for whatever it is, when you know, and it's one of those things, when I pick a guy, it's like I curse him and he, you know, he gets hurt. You know, and luckily I don't have your problem where I got three guys out for the season, but I get these injuries where they're gone 2-3 weeks at a time and then somebody else gets hurt, and it's just like, oh, God, what am I doing to these guys?
Well, I'm almost wondering if, you know, we'll see what the leagues think, if maybe transitioning into just a good old snake league.
Because, yeah, I'm just like, oh, good Lord. No.
Better opportunity, but even that, you know, I don't know if that would even make a difference because, you know, you could have, you know, the 8th, the 19th, 20th, let's just say we have 20 teams, those two picks and still land two great guys, and then the next two, you get two good guys, and all four of those guys can get injured at the same time. So it's, I don't know, I just feel like this is the year where everyone's taken off. They're, I had enough of this season.
So yeah, you know, I it's not like I won't play. It's tough for me because, you know, sooner or later I'm gonna hit a system that works for me. It just hasn't worked out.
Radio.